are you going to do? Jump up and down and wave?
Matt shook his head.
I thought I'd bung a rock at them, he said.
He found a pebble that wasn't too big to attract unwanted attention and lobbed it towards where Dad and Venture were standing. He was way off and the stone bounced on the floor several meters away. It ricocheted back up and landed on one of the tables. Matt could hear it clattering across the tabletop and ducked down quickly into the shadows.
Good shot, Robin told him.
You want to try?
Okay.
Robin's attempt was rather more successful. She skimmed her stone close to the ground, just above the fallen pillars and other debris, but low enough to go under the table that Matt's pebble had hit. It bounced close to her father's feet before clattering off into the shadows beyond. Venture looked up immediately. His eyes connected with Robin's, and he gave the slightest hint of a nod before turning to talk to one of the guards. Maybe he was apologizing for having kicked a stone across the floor. Maybe he was saying he was going for a short walk to stretch his legs. Whatever he said, Venture and Matt's dad were moving. They looked casual, like they were just wandering, talking quietly together. Venture nodded to one of the guards as they passed.
Where do you think you're going?
Another guard shouted as the two men reached almost to the edge of the light.
Just getting out of the way, Venture called back. If that's okay. No further than that, the guard warned.
He had a gun slung over his shoulder, and he pulled at the strap to make the point.
Wouldn't dream of it,
Venture said pleasantly. He leaned back against a fallen pillar. The fallen pillar that Robin and Matt were crouched behind. Were my notes useful? He asked, in the same relaxed tone of voice. But he spoke more quietly now, looking at Matt's dad, but addressing the question to Robin.
They were, she replied. Smith's on his way, but it'll take him a while to get people ready. He called it getting his ducks in a row.
He would, Venture said. Sounds impressive, means little.
Can you trust him?
Matt's dad asked. To the ends of the earth, Venture said, and back again. The question is whether he'll have his people here in time to stop Harper.
So what's going on? Matt asked. What are all these people doing down here?
This is the place, Venture said. Well, one of many places originally. This amphitheater where we are now, this is where the world model could be realized, where events could be played out, past, present, and future. They could manipulate the world, like watching a video recording, rewind to show the past, or fast forward to predict and change the future, all played out in miniature on this stage. That's why Harper is here, though I doubt he realized the significance of its point in the web of ancient sites until long after he found it. But now he is too close to the truth and he must be stopped.
End of Disc 7.